You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
There is a crazy amount to talk about. Rare is the day that we come in here and have this much stuff that is rich in societal, interesting, and Billy Gill is in the big boy seat with Mike Ryan literally almost breathing on his neck. Jim Nantz in the crowd. Billy, is everything okay? You're not in front of the microphone right now, and I want to talk to you
for a second.
Well,
I have to turn on yours and Greg's mic, so I'm putting little arrows here to make sure that I turn on the right one. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Bridges are falling.
All right. Yes.
Thing.
Well, yes. Wow. So, Billy.
Not to make excuses.
No. Billy is in charge on what is, I'm going to say, a day of intersection where we have a whole lot of things happening. One of them is calamitous, okay? Overnight, a bridge collapsing in Baltimore when a cargo ship hits it. The video will be everywhere by the time you're listening to this. We're making a choice not to show it just because, and Greg Cody doesn't agree with this, and I don't blame him for not agreeing with this, just because we don't want to show death, what feels like death in real time while family members are still searching for the dead. But I don't blame you if you disagree with that and say, look, when 9/11 happened, the video of that is something that needs to be in front of people because you have to jar people into incidents that show you when, if you want to make this an infrastructure story instead of a death story, none of us have ever seen that. All of us would fear the idea, wait a minute, I've got to be safer than a cargo ship can hit my bridge and I'm going to grandma's going to lose her life just driving to get over to see me.
Yeah, I mean, families who lost a loved one are not going to feel any better by the result of this, but eventually you have to figure out negligence. You know, how much blame was there on the cargo ship? Was there an infrastructure problem? I mean, was it an old bridge in disrepair? We don't know all that, and it's all happening right now, but I think it's, for me, it's necessary to show the video once and not twice, as you would with a calamitous NFL knee injury that's so gruesome you almost don't want to watch it, but maybe you have to show it once.
But, Greg, we have been talking, okay, about the deterioration of media and how it is that the internet consumes everything. You understand right now that if I put that video in front of everybody, anybody, they would watch it many, many times because we've never seen that. And so news entities all over will show it all day today. Look, I didn't even want to start with the idea of this being a moral stand. There are just a bunch of people dead right now. Yeah. And there are all over the world. All over the world, this is happening. If you want to check in on Gaza, if you want to check in on Ukraine, there's death happening everywhere. And, Faces of Death was something in my youth that was, televised showing of death in real time. But if you went to bed last night and you woke up this morning and you have someone you love in Baltimore, you wonder if they were on that bridge at that moment. And we're supposed to be safer than that. But this isn't an infrastructure story right now today. It's just we don't know how many are dead right now as we say this. and there might be some, they might still be looking for people. But also, adjacent to that, in pop culture and in sport, you've got the internet gathering around Diddy yesterday. And I don't think we've ever seen stuff like this, right? Because your childhood disappears with Bill Cosby. What the hell is that? And you're watching Quiet on Set on Max, and you see that Nickelodeon was, like, there was pedophiles on the loose. Like, everywhere you look, people are gathering to look at the dirty stuff. And yesterday, what we were watching is an icon from many people's childhood, a mogul. There's video of him walking around what looks like an airport scared. And at that moment, we're all sort of wondering, like we did with O.J. Simpson, is all of what is happening right now in the federal raids of his homes that leads to his kids in handcuffs, is accusations that, if proven, which he's denied, and it needs to be said that he's denied right now as we see, but everyone's gathered around watching whether is Diddy about to lose all his freedom, or is he about to try to do what Russell Simmons did and go to Bali and get out of town on a private plane because he can? Can money escape? Are we watching, in the internet age, what was watching O.J. Simpson on television 20 years ago? So that's what it felt, right? That's what the internet was doing yesterday, correct?
Absolutely, especially with his kids being handcuffed and put out his Miami house. That was very jarring to see. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
It was, yeah. That's what really hit me when you see the two kids. They look like teenagers in handcuffs. It's like, wow, this is so real. And now, unfortunately, there will be a presumption of guilt. Right?
Okay, everything here is alleged.
There's a bunch of allegations that his children were implicated in this ring, and social media sleuths started digging up videos of women that Diddy claimed to have adopted, and so there's overwhelming circumstantial evidence. There's an overwhelming number of allegations in the court of public opinion. Many of these have water. Diddy has denied seemingly a mountain of allegations against him, and now the optics of him seemingly on the run to add to all of this.
I don't want to get to the sports stories just yet because we've got two giant sports betting scandals, and I think the lesser of them, or certainly the less obvious of them, involves Ohtani. The less obvious of them, because I was just presented with something so staggeringly stupid that I'm like, that's the most obvious, alleged. But that's the most obvious betting crime I've ever seen, wandering off to the locker room with eye issues, as opposed to just running around on the court, falling down, fouling out, doing something that would allow you the deniability. We'll get to that story in a second.
For lack of a better phrase, hedging with allegedly on this particular scandal. Oh, man. Allegedly is holding up a lot on its shoulders right now.
I believe I will present to the audience what I believe to be the single, I mean, no innocent until proven guilty, the single most obvious betting crime an athlete has had since Bart Giamatti died after punishing Pete Rose forever for gambling on baseball. Like, I want to get to what the last 40 years have wrought, because this is just the very beginning of you seeing the dirty underbelly of how many people compete and bet and can't control what gets into your locker room when money's involved. Mm-hmm. And the gates have opened on this. But let's stay with Diddy for just a second here, because this is nearby. Star Island is right here. His life has been here. His mother lives here. He was here all the time. He was here all the time during the most debaucherous of where it is that fame and power grabs people and the temptations of Miami come, and all of a sudden your life is totally out of control because you're so powerful. All the vanities are huge. The Kardashians can create that into a billion-dollar empire. You're a mogul on top of mogul. And it made me think of Vince McMahon when I think of the allegations here. How powerful people get to a place. And I'm not saying that all powerful people are some version of perverted, but there are so many, I'm going to say, perverts who are powerful people. It makes me wonder, like, do you get to a level of fame where, whether you're Vince McMahon or this, the heights of pleasure are like, just none of us would even understand it, because you're just an abuser of power and part of, like, again, all allegations. But that's what he, like when Russell Simmons is hiding in Bally, and he's hiding, and we all know it. We're like, oh, you did those things, and you're hiding. And, you know, he denies them, and allegedly.
Yeah, I mean, this story.
But we're watching yesterday thinking we were going to see the O.J. Simpson thing again, correct? And people are tracking private planes now as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we know what about where he is as we speak.
Right, the fire alarm is.
I know, I'm live. I'm live now, though. I can't stop what we're doing just because there's a fire alarm.
But yeah.
Billy, is everything okay?
You just pretend that's not there and keep going.
Yeah, I don't.
Private plane. I mean,
it's piercing into my brain.
I know it's tough to do our job. What are we talking about?
I don't want to be a Monday morning quarterback on this, but Love Air. Someone should have, you know, like, hey, what's going on? Right? Wrong?
Can we?
I'll turn this off.
Can we pick apart the easy one? And just head into the Jonte Porter one. Can we start there?
You want to start with the sports scandal?
Well, because that one seems like the easiest one to tackle, because this one seems like the most obvious. Whenever you have, thank you very much for the warning. Maybe we should get out of here. Let's investigate, everybody. But when a prop on Jonte Porter is the single biggest moneymaker in the NBA, according to DraftKings Sportsbook that night, we got something to look into, especially when the player willingly takes himself out of a game and all the unders cash.
And I've been wronged. I bet on Jonte Porter like 2 times his ass went under. God damn it. Salute to Jonte Porter, but lock his ass up.
How did everybody know? Like, who? Like, was there a group chat? Like, how did every, like, all the gamblers got together and told each other?
There's a TV show called World's Dumbest Criminals. Dare I say, if it was still on air, my boy Jonte would be front and center.
All right, let me explain to the audience that may not be up to the details. I discovered who this person was yesterday. I learned that he was the brother, is the brother of Michael Porter. I learned that he played for the Raptors. I was not familiar with his game. And I learned this name because it just came across with betting scandal. There's been an investigation into betting scandal. And I'm like, okay, we better get used to those, right? I don't know who this player is, but there will be many names coming in the future. And this will be the first. This will be much worse than Calvin Ridley. This is so obvious that that career is over. Like this.
He's also of a stature where you could say his career is over.
That's correct. Sure. But we all discovered together, correct, that he looked like, not like Michael Porter, but like a 2000s rom-com of what a basketball player would look like if you went to Hollywood to go get a basketball player, correct?
Absolutely.
Loving basketball, extra.
We agree,
yes. And now, but the thing is, that by itself, scandalous enough. You could say, oh, shit, this is going to be, this. People paying attention will know that this is worse than Otani, no matter what the details are on Otani, because this is just so very obvious.
Allegedly. None of this is proven.
Allegedly.
But this is all allegedly.
Okay, larger than $10,000 bets came in on his unders in random games. Yeah. Like, brother, the dumbest criminals.
No, the details.
Allegedly.
No,
just say no one can add ePay to this group chat. This would have made this all go away.
Free ePay, by the way. We piled it on at this point.
Yeah.
I need the audience to understand that what Jonte Porter did was allegedly.
Has he denied?
He did that shit.
Allegedly.
Or has he been like, you got me?
Not yet, but we all got you. Do you realize that crimes are rarely solved by the internet quite this successfully? It's like, there's no need for allegedly here. We all see what happened. This is obvious, but I've got to get through the details
not
of the allegedly.
Not since Kurt Rambis' likes has a Twitter case been this open and shut for me.
This is
we can see those, Kurt.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Dan Le Batard.
Sports.
Stugatz.
More sports.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
This is what I'm going to enjoy about this time, Greg, in journalism, as gambling, the gambling money is propping up all of sports media content right now. Like, all of it is being held up. And when you invite, as the leagues did, because I remember when it happened, right? Fantasy leagues had become so omnipresent. Europe was already doing this. But seeing the name DraftKings on the basketball court was like, whoa, this is gambling, right? Gambling. So sports in America is now going to normalize gambling. And then the pandemic came, and then oil wells everywhere. And the gambling money's holding a lot of people up, like industries. Because the gambling money is something that makes March Madness, even though you don't know the names, they're just uniforms running up and down. The average game is getting 8 million viewers because that's gambling on television running up and down. And so the corrosive elements of that are, the dangers to the integrity of sports are, that your players can be bought. Yeah. Your referees can be bought. And in this case, these are the details. And they matter because they're this obvious. This guy didn't do us the courtesy of just wandering around, bumping into people and fouling out so you could deny that you were throwing the game. This guy went out with an under. He went out with an eye injury. And then the bets have poured in to make this guy's under and everything.
The single biggest moneymaker.
On DraftKings. That's the most suspicious thing in the history of American gambling.
Yeah. It was a re-aggravation of his eye injury. Yeah. So he had an eye injury prior, too, if you want to play the alleged.
People probably knew he has an eye thing. Any little thing could re-aggravate it.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a re-aggravation that he was gambling again.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I learned yesterday that Michael Porter had a brother. So, like, I do think it's pretty sus that this is the top moneymaker when it comes to DraftKings Sportsbook. And we should say that we are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, and there's a lot of people that have opined on social media, a lot of people that also have their own conflicts of interest, by the way, taken to the pulpit and saying, well, what did you expect to happen when sports gambling became legal in this country? And I will say, is there an uptick in, as we saw in Iowa with both those college football teams? Yeah, maybe some of this is a byproduct of sports gambling becoming more legal. I would say what is certainly increased as a result of sports betting becoming legal is you finding out about it. And these sports books who are league partners reporting their data to these league partners. It's how Calvin Ridley got pinched. It's certainly how DraftKings apparently shared this very suspicious data with its league partner. If you think that this is now just an invention, fixing games and players taking a dive, if you think that this is allegedly a new thing because all of a sudden a DK logo is on a court, you are so naive. So naive. This thing has been happening all over the world, and now we at least have these entities cooperating to report some of this stuff.
Didn't they rig the 1917 World Series?
Allegedly.
I want to just step up scandal. And say one time, I have never been prouder to represent DraftKings Sportsbook. They sniffed that rat out and they called his ass out. Salute to DraftKings. We love you.
I do want to say one thing, though.
No, what do you mean, allegedly?
I mean, sniff the rat.
They're heroes,
out.
Allegedly. And that is our unbiased spin on all of this. If there is one thing to take away from this story, completely unbiased, it's that DraftKings Sportsbook is the best.
Yes. But, no, allegedly there.
But
none whatsoever.
If you were to bet on your overs, I feel like that should be okay.
Okay, well, you've taken the hot take out to the place I'm not prepared to take it right
like
now.
Like, if I'm betting on my overs, okay, I'm trying to play well, right?
Just hold on.
I think Reese Davis would call that a risk-free investment, my friends. Okay. By the way, that cashed. Everyone that wants to give Reese shit, it cashed.
All right, let's normalize, please. If we're going to normalize it, let's normalize it. Okay, fine. Do I want to join you on the limb of, all right, everyone who wants to bet the overs on themselves Have at it. We don't care about the integrity of this. You're just betting on your own confidence. Right. America believes in you bet on yourself. Let's make that be the rule. Just you can't bet against yourself.
Exactly so, right. There's nothing more integrous than going after something yourself and then doing it and then reaping the benefits of that.
Well, I don't know friend. If that... He said integrous.
I don't know if that is a word, but it should be a word.
Integrous is absolutely a word.
It should be a word.
That's a car.
Okay. I had a very long drive home. And on my long drive home last evening, I decided to fix sports. And wow. So, number one, this one's free, Mike, by the way. Can you, I fix the NBA. I fix the NBA.
You don't want to maybe hold this to June?
No, no, no.
July.
I fix, no,
we're
I fix,
fix
it.
Sports today.
Mike, here it is.
Mike, okay. Hold on.
All right. Here, you want to know? Hold this on. One's free.
I want to know the only thing. I just want you to make a decision between two things. Because I do want this content. I think it is good content. But what Billy said there in making fun of Tony, that Integris is the name of a car. It is an amazing
Man,
name.
It sounds like it's a word. No, it's absolutely a word. If you want to look on Oxford, on any dictionary.com, it's a word. Sorry,
Integris.
Guys. Idiots. Wow. Yeah. Dorks.
I would buy that car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I believe it was,
sounds reliable.
I think, yes. What else is it? Because the Integris, it doesn't use gas, right? The Integris preserves the environment. Somebody's got to call a car an Integris that is just economically friendly and also environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Or a medication. It also sounds like a pill you
could. Yeah.
It also sounds like a deer lion hybrid, some kind of Integris.
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
We're workshopping it right now.
It sounds like something Stugatz would have like the antidote to, like that he would
or
not
be allergic.
He'd
to.
Be allergic
yeah,
to.
Yeah, he'd be allergic to it.
Allergic to integrity. Yeah, Mike, you were saying.
There it is. I fixed the NBA on my drive home. We're all frustrated. We said let's change the dimensions of the court. I understand that that's tricky with the set infrastructures of certain places.
We're not all frustrated, okay? There are plenty of people who like basketball just the way that it is.
I love it more than I've ever loved it.
Like, wow. We're not all frustrated.
No, I understand. But let me break it down for you. There's a very clear trend when it comes to NBA basketball, and it's not a good one when it comes to people tuning in. I think the viewers are weighing in by switching the channel that they don't love this style of the game. And you can romanticize post play, and you could watch videos of the 80s and say, for real, this is what we're missing. No, but the way that the game is going, it's less visually appealing to some. And I understand where you're coming from, where you like guys bombs away. Here's my solution. Bigger balls.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
Smaller rims.
Yeah.
Wow.
Make no, no, no. This is easy.
It's a carnival?
Okay.
Why no, smaller
exactly.
rims?
No, no, no.
Bigger balls.
You can almost fit two
in.
Balls into one rim.
Yeah.
You can almost
no,
fit
no, you
two.
Can fit
but
two.
Not like side by side. You got to move it around. Yeah. People don't realize. You just make it bigger by like a centimeter and let's see what happens.
But if you make the
rims by a
smaller, to Greg's point, you have less things to adjust,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but no, exactly. No, you're only fixing the ball.
Yeah, keep but the you have to fix a lot of
keep
balls.
Keep the rim. You can, there's all sorts of different size balls. Yeah, the WNBA use a different size ball.
Swish.
Yeah, make a bigger ball.
Like a beach ball.
Just a slightly, no, almost imperceptible. Yeah. A slightly bigger ball by like a centimeter. And see what happens.
What if you tell people you made a bigger ball, but you never did? So then in their head, I mean, if it's just centimeters bigger, you wouldn't know the difference, right? But once you know it's a bigger ball, you'd be like, I don't know about this. So it's like a placebo effect with basketballs where you just tell everybody, hey, you know what? This year, the balls are bigger. And it's the exact same balls, and then see what happens.
It's such a good advertising campaign, right?
And we got bigger balls.
Like, oh, shit, like, yeah.
If you understand what I came up with on my drive home, they would have paid a consulting firm $7 million for. Make the ball a little bit bigger.
I can't wait to reach that point in my career.
Yeah.
Consulting? What a racket.
Bigger balls.
All right, there's an easier way to fix the NBA. Okay, and I just thought of this off the top of my head. It makes so much sense. Shorten the season, limit three-point shots. Hmm. You put a whole new strategy into the game.
Yeah. If you know how you limit three-point shots?
Like this.
With a bigger ball.
With a bigger ball, okay.
I'm just going to stop everyone now, okay, because we've got plenty to talk about today, and I'm now officially mad that Mike Ryan has decided to fix basketball.
How does a bigger ball fix three-point shots.
Because less shots go in. And so it'll naturally legislate fewer shots being taken from outside, and people will want to get a little closer to the rim because their margin for error has now shrunk because the ball is a little bit bigger. But, so guess what? Zach Edey, you now have a place in the NBA.
But Greg wants to literally legislate how many three-pointers you could take. You'd even have it on a board, and every time they take one, an X goes through it. Like timeouts.
I'm not sure what the number should be. In my mind, it's 10.
Yeah, they got three three-pointers left in the game.
This is so convoluted.
You save them.
If you just make the ball a little bit bigger, it does everything. It does all the work for us.
Nobody sees that change.
I'm on Dan's side. I do know that no matter how big you make the ball, the Celtics will find a way to blow a damn lead when I'm in Miami. If you look back on the track record, if you see me in Miami, Jonte Porter, I see you out there, bet the Celtics to lose when I'm in Miami because they will lose and crap the bed. I bring my Celtics jersey every time to wear down here, and I can never wear it without being embarrassed.
Wow.
Salute.
And look, not you can't do a salute at the end of that.
Be saluting, big brother.
Please salute the bigger balls idea, because I think the bigger balls idea is a good idea.
He is pushing that idea, man.
You don't.
I didn't even get to how I fix gambling in sports.
We'll get to it. There's time.
You don't neuter the hater that you sound like.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Whoa, allegedly. Hey, allegedly.
Okay, here we are.
Wow. Deny those allegations.
I deny 100% the allegations. Wow.
With a salute.
Salute to Dan Le Batard and that beautiful jacket, by the way. Hair perfectly coiffed as well. We'll be back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Dan Le Batard.
If all the rain drops were lemon drops and gun drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
Stugatz.
Standing outside with my mouth open wide. Ah, 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 ah. If all the rain drops were lemon drops and gum drops, oh, what a rain that would be.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz.
Juju ever so gently, and that's not fair to call him a hater when he is he's very positive and he's a Celtics fan and they are enraging because...
He denied the allegation.
I know he did, allegedly. Okay, a hater.
Vehemently.
Allegedly. But he just throws salutes out there when he's crushing people and then says, salute, and it does dilute it. I'm not going to lie, it works. But I hear in there the thing that everyone is doing to the Celtics now. You know how they're going to lose? Like they did last night, where they're up by 30, and you know they're 30 points better than everybody, and then something happens at the end, and the game gets close. And oh, look, at the end of the game, bigger balls, like Atlanta and all that. Who's going to – at the end of the games, Mike's trying to fix the sport, and I'm here to tell him there's nothing wrong with it because you'll get me sucked in every time. This is the best Celtics team I've ever seen. They actually crush everybody, but they've got that weak spot of that's how they're going to lose everything in a Game 7 against Milwaukee. Right.
I guarantee you, if you put out to the world, hey, Raptors, Wizards today, bigger balls.
Bigger balls.
If you just put the word out, they're going to be playing this game with bigger balls, you're going to have people tuning in like you won't believe.
Yeah. You know who needs some bigger balls? The Joe Mazzulla. He needs to grab the reins in Boston and tell those brothers, look, too much isolation ball in critical moments. We need to swing the ball around the perimeter?
Yeah.
Everywhere, whatever they call it these days.
Allegedly.
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 But they need to get more team-oriented instead of trying to shoot jumpers because they're going to shoot themselves right in the foot.
Salute to Joe Mazzulla, though.
Salute. Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think I'll ever get over him trying to defend that shot at the end of a quarter. Did you see that, Dan? Where he's just going out it, like going out and trying to defend it. It was so weird.
I never forgive him for saying he watches
Integris
the town.
Integris is the word. I'm sorry, guys. Sorry.
He watches the town every week. Like, what is that?
Ending's not going to change. It's the same thing.
Right. X's and O's.
That team should be an overwhelming favorite to win this year's championship. They are leaps and bounds better than everybody by a lot.
Oh, come on. Their superstar goes missing in weird times.
But that's
their other
not
superstar
playoff
can't dribble
basketball.
To one direction.
But that's not playoff basketball.
Allegedly.
You didn't let me finish.
There we go. I'm sorry. I'm a hater.
I was in the middle of my take.
See,
I was
no, I'm sorry. I'm a hater. I don't like that team. I don't like them, their fans, what they represent. Oh, wow. The fact that they built their prestige on, you know, four other teams with maybe three black guys in total on in the league. Like I don't like them one bit. In fact, most people hearing my voice right now have seen the Toronto Raptors win the same amount of NBA championships.
Yeah, I have. But you know what? This sparks a question. You call me a hater, and I understand. You're a Miami guy, and you just told me you don't like me to my face. I understand that. Yeah. But what do you guys like? Because I listen to the show every single day. I hear y'all. I see y'all look into the camera and be like, I don't like this person for doing that. And this person should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
What do you brothers like in sports?
I love Matthew Tkachuk.
Oh, yeah.
I love Matthew Tkachuk so much. He is,
sir.
Honestly, like his brother Brady is expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked, and I got so happy for Uncle Chucky.
Same too.
Love this man.
Huge game tonight.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
What do you like?
Wait a minute.
Okay, my bad.
No.
I like the Panthers, Juju.
I like what you're doing, Juju. But Billy, all of a sudden, and this was curious, but you'll get used to this with Billy, just threw out there, big game tonight, Panthers and Bruins, that we could talk
is
about.
It not?
But he's just trying to ruin the show. You were
How
trying
so?
To bring
it's the biggest game of the year,
Excuse
Billy.
Excuse me.
It's the biggest
I'm
game of the year.
I'm giving you an on-ramp to discuss
thank
it.
You.
At
thank
my
thank I appreciate Thank you.
It's a playoff matchup, Dano.
Yeah,
thank
always,
you.
Always appreciate
you. Playoff energy.
Juju, head on a
talk
swivel.
About
Billy
team.
Will. He does not care about this game tonight.
I now subscribe to Bally Plus Sports
Allegedly.
Plus.
Let me
no, I
login.
Do.
Let me get your login.
Oh.
No, I don't share logins. I don't trust the sharing of
what?
The logins. I don't want to be that guy. I don't trust it. I'm going to be the
you
guy
wouldn't
that
let
goes
me cheat
down.
On a test in school, would you?
If you cheat off of me, you're not going to get an A. I'm telling you that right
Forsling
now.
Forsling and Barkov back in the lineup today would appear. This is huge. And we're experimenting the last few games with Tarasenko on that third line. That's where I like
Tarasenko.
Him. That's where I like him. I don't want to screw up the chemistry of that first line. However, E2 and Lundell with Sam Reinhart, something there.
Yep.
Something there.
Dress rehearsal tonight, some are saying, right, Mike?
This is as big a game as you'll find on the NHL slate, and that is saying something because every night there is banger after banger.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the LA Kings going to Vancouver. Banger of a game, 3-2.
Wow.
You found out exactly why you cannot trust the Vancouver Canucks. One iota. They're going to get upset in the first round. Trust me on this one.
I wish there was a place I could get tickets.
I did the yesterday.
Okay, it's at Tuesday.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
But Game Time, promo code Dan, $20 off your first purchase.
There you go.
Okay. I use Game Time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more about Game Time? Because I'm here to tell the audience that Game Time has done right by us, and so we ask you to do right by the people who do right by us. So
They have, Dan. I've heard back from Game Time, and they are so happy with our fans using this promo code Dan for $20 off their first purchase. Guys, if you don't have an account, create one right now. Take advantage of that promo code Dan. Terms apply. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
And they give you a view of where you're going to
How do they do that?
On your app.
How do
the
they do
future
that?
AI is here.
It's AI technology.
Wow. Salute to
AI.
Integris.
Integris, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Salute to them.
Yep. It is a word, by the way. I looked it up.
Yeah. Integris. What does it mean?
Trying to tell you guys.
Did he use it right?
It's a root of integrity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
like Paul
legit.
Maurice.
Mm. Yeah, it's legit.
It's one could be integris.
Yes.
One cannot be integrity. Unless,
correct.
You know, somebody can.
Well used by
Tony.
Tony,
this is one of the bigger upsets.
Sure,
one of the bigger upsets we've ever had around here because Greg knows his words and I less so. And I didn't think that was a word. And Integris should, an automobile should absolutely be Integris. But I don't want to allow Billy to escape here.
Someone talking, Punky!
Finally. Been waiting. Jeez Louise.
Is someone talking, Punky, boys?
Yes, we are.
do we have a barrel ride for you tonight on Braised? Oh,
I've missed you so much. Where have you been, hockey guy who talks far away from the mic? Where have you been?
North of the border, mostly. Great year for Canada. They're going to fall on their freaking faces. Let me tell you something. The Florida Panthers got it going on. You got Evan Rodriguez out there. I like to call him Boca Grande. Have you seen the size of that guy's mouth? Huge mouth.
Hey, yo.
Biggest mouth you'll ever see. I'm telling you, not enough people are talking about Boca it's Grande. Crazy. You got Nick Cousins, Primos, I like to call him out there, doing Primos things. You got the smoothest skater in the NHL, and Sasha Barkov going back home to Finland next year. Really jacked about that.
Can I great stop year. You?
You got
second.
Seven teams in line for the Biden Cup, bro.
Mm-hmm. Seven.
That'll hit you
not
harder.
One. Not
That'll
two.
Hit you harder than a nice tart ceviche.
Mm-hmm. Look, hockey guy, surfer guy, far away from the mic. I have missed you so much that I am willing to accept you back as an occasional correspondent that bothers the audience with his hockey knowledge.
Who's the best defender in the NHL? Cale Makar, Quinn Hughes. Discuss.
No, we don't want to discuss that, though.
I'd like to hear that conversation.
For me?
Yeah.
It's Gustav Forsling.
Oh, that wasn't an option.
Better, no one better in the NHL when it comes to plus minus. Not talked about enough, fellas. Wow. Get on board. Hop aboard and paddle.
That's right, sir.
Hop on board. Lord Stanley's coming. Hop on.
If you get stuck, cut the strap, just like Jimmy Buffett did to Colin Jost in his book.
R.I.P.
Did you know that Jimmy Buffett saved Colin Jost's life? Surfing in the Dominican.
Really?
But you didn't.
Wow.
I read that book for book club.
Huh.
Still waiting for that Mystery Crate episode. I'm ready.
We're getting to
read that,
that
entire
yeah.
book. That's where I've been. Last 7 months, been reading Colin Jost's book.
Hey.
Jimmy Buffett, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Lovely cruise.
Greg Cody has been denied his sweet, sweet ending on the show of Jimmy Buffett singing his last song as he retired.
Yes.
Instead, he
couldn't
is
couldn't get that happen.
Instead, he is going to a concert, Hollywood Bowl, a concert of a lifetime, to watch former Beatle and other musical greats basically tell Greg's favorite, "Hey, we respect you as everyone knows how subjective all this art is as one of the greatest, and your loss will be felt." Greg Cody is going to do that, and I
was smoking a Hollywood Bowl watching Ainsley Kopitar last night.
I want more of your coverage, okay? My problem right now is though with I'm a little scared at how good Billy or how comfortable Billy has gotten inside of both Anarchy and executive producer, because what he just did to me deftly, as Juju tried to insert positivity in the room, as he flogged our entire audience with hockey. That's what happened. Juju was trying to make the room positive, and Billy doesn't want a positive room.
What the f***? He doesn't.
No! No! Billy does not want a positive room back
what
there.
The f-?
You were trying to get Tony to take the so positive, Juju. Tell me what you like about sports. And Billy's like, no, don't
we
tell
me. We brought back an old friend we haven't heard from in a long time.
The Vegas Golden Knights are going to upset the Vancouver Canucks. It's plain as day. You're going to have Mark Stone coming back into the lineup and Tomas Hurdle.
Oh, hey.
They made a deadline move for him.
All right,
keep an eye out for these Vegas Golden Knights, man. They're doing something shady with that salary cap. How do we allow this?
Billy, please get the sound as quick as you can, because I heard Tony say who, I think. And Tony's listened to this show for a long time. And we can't get him into hockey. It's not possible. He's Cuban. And he lives in Dade. But Billy just shouted out Tomas Hurdle. And it made me think of, because someone shouted RIP. I don't know who shouted RIP. And someone might say, well, what? Did he just kill Tomas Hurdle, who I don't think is dead? And no, Billy is.
Just hasn't played for a little bit.
Yeah.
Vegas is pretending he's dead, only to resurrect him Undertaker style against the Vancouver Canucks, who they will beat in the first round. Take that to the biggity, 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 big.
Wow.
Boom.
The biggity, biggity, bang.
I believe the time I was most exposed on my lack of hockey knowledge on ESPN was with our hockey correspondent, the late Alan Thicke, RIP. Mm. Have you found that sound, Billy, of me making Tomas Hurdle, Tomas from Hialeah, because I made his first name Hispanic instead of whatever it is that I was supposed to be doing there?
I want to talk Tomas Hurdle with him.
Yeah.
Is he the best player in hockey correspondent?
Who the hell is that?
Yeah. Oh, I miss that man so much.
Oh, God.
Rest in power, King.
Yeah. Oh, God. Seriously, though, if you don't place a bet on the Vegas Golden Knights to upset the Vancouver Canucks, when this matchup becomes official, you are fooling yourselves, boys. Yeah. This is as vintage a President's Trophy potential winner falling on their face as humanly possible. Yeah. I do not trust the Vancouver Canucks one bit. This is free advice. That was well said by the Surfer Hockey guys. Yeah.
Risk-free. Sponsor
some,
it.
Some would say.
Brought to you by DraftKings. Sponsor well, no, it. Some it, would say. No, no. We can say.
No, we can't.
It is in my personal
allegedly.
Opinion.
Allegedly. Say it. Say it with your
my
chest.
My personal opinion that DraftKings Sportsbook encourages safe betting. And,
yes,
and they're always a huge part of the regulatory process.
Free eBay.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.